咁我今日咧又继续我一直讲开嘅课题。
So I'll continue with the theme that I've been talking about。
个题目咧就系关于爱啊。
Theme about love。
请大家翻开哥林多前书。
I ask you to open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 13。
哥林多前书嘅十三章，从第一节开始读到第八节嘅第一句吓。咁我会用中文读嘅。
We'll read it in Chinese。
我现今把最妙的道指示你们，我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了明的锣，响的不一样。我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有传备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不作害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。咁我哋又读到呢一度，呢一篇爱篇啊，就系由第四节开始至到第八节。
So this passage about love, the description of love, is from verse 4 to verse 8.
嗰度讲到呢，爱系乜嘢，唔系乜嘢。
Here it says it describes what love is and what love is not.
总共咧系有十五行。
So there's 15 items altogether.
咁就解释俾我哋听，爱是什么，爱不是什么。
It's explaining to us what love is and what love is not.
咁点解？圣经要用十五项来到解释爱呢。
So why does the Bible need 15 items to describe love?
假如我哋咧有试过去爱。
If we have tried to love.
或者你年纪越大嘅时候，你应该付出嘅爱就越多啦。
If you are older, then your responsibility to the love becomes bigger.
咁你就会发现呢。爱真系唔可以用三言两语就解释到系乜嘢。
Then you would understand that to describe love, it takes more than just one or two phrases.
我哋尝试去爱人嘅时候呢，就会遇到唔同嘅情况。
When we try to love people, we experience different situations.
咁你就会发觉呢个爱篇里边嘅唔系每一项都适用于每一种情况。
And you will realize that the different descriptions of love in this passage, you can't just take one out and apply it universally to every situation.
你会发觉咧，喺某一种情况底下咧，爱不轻易发怒，好似合用啲。
You would find that in certain circumstances, for example, the phrase love does not lose its temper easily, it can't be applied to every situation.
但可能你又发觉喺另一种情况咧，爱系不嫉妒咧，就会合用一啲。
And in other circumstances, you may find that love is not jealous is more applicable.
所以咧，圣经就要用十五项嚟到解释爱系乜嘢。
So scripture needs 15 different ways to describe what love is like.
咁样解释咧，希望会较为全面啲。
So hopefully, describing love in this way is more complete.
嗱喺十五项当中咧，有啲就咁睇落去字面都好容易明白。
And when we read these 15 different descriptions, when we just read it superficially, we find it's quite easy to understand some parts of it.
嗱，譬如咧，爱系唔求自己益处嘅。
For example, when it says love does not seek its own.
啊，咁一听大概你都知道系咩意思啦。
So when you read love does not seek its own, you have an idea what that means.
唔求自己嘅益处，即系求别人嘅益处啦。
If you don't seek your own benefit. It means that you seek the benefit of other people.
唔好淨係諗自己啦。
Means that you don't think just about yourself.
咁個意思都幾明顯㗎。
So the meaning is quite clear.
但係有一啲咧睇落去就唔係好明咯。
But some parts may not be so easy to understand.
譬如凡事相信。
For example, love believes all things.
點解愛係凡事相信嘅？
Why is love believes all things?
咁如果你明知有一個人啊，明知佢係講緊大話，咁唔通你都要信咩？
For example, if you know the person talking to you is lying, does that mean love means that you believe them anyway?
咁即係盲目嘅相信喎。
Does that mean we should believe them blindly?
咁樣嘅，咁唔通咁樣係愛咩？
Now, is that love?
如果咁樣係愛嘅話，咁做法官啊、做律師嗰啲咪好難做？
If that is love, then for those who are judges or solicitors, they would have a hard time.
咁啊，都社會上都好難有公平喎。
It would be very difficult to have justice in the world.
嗱，咁樣講法咧，凡事相信一定。 係講緊某一種情況底下先至合用啦。If
that's the case, then love believes all things is only applying to certain circumstances or situations.
如果唔係咧，就講唔通噶。Otherwise,
it wouldn't work.
咁以下時間咧，我想同大家咧每一項去睇一睇佢嘅原文嘅意思。So
in the following time, I just want to go through each of these 15 items.
當我哋想學愛嘅時候，我哋都要明白。 究竟每一項講緊嘅係啲乜嘢？
When we want to learn to love, we also want to understand what these 15 items mean.
咁我講解每一項之前咧，或者想同大家講下哥林多前書寫書嘅背景。
So before I start explaining these 15 items, I just want to explain a little bit about the background of 1 Corinthians.
哥林多其實係一個地方。
Corinth is a place.
耶穌死後升天後，有一個使徒叫做保羅，去到哥林多一個地方傳道嘅時候，建立咗嘅教會。So
after Jesus' resurrection, there was an apostle called Paul who went to this place in Corinth and he set up a church. He built up a church.
咁佢建立咗呢個教會之後咧，佢就離開咗，又去咗第二度傳道。
So having set up this church, Paul then went to other places to continue to evangelize.
咁後嚟咧，哥林多嘅教會咧，就嘅信徒當中出現咗好多問題。So
after his departure, the church in Corinth encountered a lot of different problems.
教會係會有問題嘅。It's
not unusual for churches to have problems.
因為有人嘅地方可能就會有問題㗎啦。Because
where there's people, there will be problems.
譬如當時嘅哥林多教會咧，有一啲分門分黨嘅情況發生。For
example, in the Corinthian church, there were schisms and splits inside the church.
即係有啲人咧搞小圈子啊。That
means like there were some people who created their own circle of people within the church.
亦都有另外一啲問題咧，係淫亂有關嘅。There was
another problem that had to do with adultery.
當時因為教會咁多嘅問題咧。 保羅建立呢間教會嗰個保羅就要寫信去責備同埋提醒。So
it was because the church was having all these problems that the apostle Paul had to write a letter to speak to them, to rebuke them.
咁當時還有另一類嘅問題。And
there was another kind of problem in the church.
就係咧喺哥林多嘅信徒當中咧，有一啲咧係特別有神力嘅。
There were some believers in the Corinthian church who had spiritual power.
他们懂得用天上的语言去跟神沟通。They
would be able to speak to God in tongues.
这种语言不是凡人懂得听的。This
kind of tongue or language is not something that everybody can understand.
又有些人呢，他们很懂得明白神的关于神的奥秘。
And there were some people among them who were very good at understanding the mysteries of God.
他又有講道的口才。Some
of them were very good at preaching.
有另一些人呢，有移山的信心。Some
of them had faith big enough to move mountains.
即是行神迹的信心。That
means faith that could perform miracles.
在哥林多教會有一些有神力的基督徒。So
there were believers in the Corinthian church who had a lot of this kind of spiritual power.
但是这些有神力的信徒，他们跟其他的信徒相处的时候呢，就出现问题了。
But these very spiritually powerful believers, when they interacted with other people in the church, there would be problems.
因为他们或者心里面觉得自己特别厉害。
Perhaps they felt in their hearts that they were more powerful.
那么心里面会骄傲了。
So then in their hearts they were getting proud.
会睇低别人啦。
They will look down on other people.
咁保罗就要写信去责备啦。
So Paul had to write a letter to rebuke them.
其中保罗所写嘅就系一篇爱篇。
So one of the things that Paul wrote to them was this passage on love.
嗰度就讲到信徒之间嘅相处。
So here it talks about the relationship between believers.
他那裡說，如果一個人沒有愛的話，無論他多厲害都好，無論他多有神力，在神的眼中他都算不得什麼。
So Paul is saying that no matter how powerful or how capable a person is spiritually, if he doesn't have love, then in God's eyes he's nothing.
雖然這個愛篇是講基督徒之間的相處，
So this passage on love is talking about the relationship between believers.
但是爱的道理呢，是延伸到人和人之间的，不一定是信徒之间。
But the teaching on love, of course, is applicable to all people, not just believers.
那我们来到看第四节了。
So we'll look at verse 4.
爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is patient.
恒久忍耐是什么意思？
So what does patient mean?
这个希腊文呢，就是讲到当一个人被人激的时候。
So the original Greek word here for patient, it's talking about, for example, when somebody is provoked.
或者呢，这个人呢，面对一些不幸的事情。
Or if this person experiences some misfortune.
但他面对这些辛苦的情况呢，他能够自制，保持冷静。
It means that when he's caught in these kind of situations, he's able to stay calm.
他不会埋怨。
He wouldn't complain.
他能够容忍。
He can endure.
他可以宽容。
He can forgive.
这个就是恒久忍耐的意思。
This is what patient means.
又有恩慈。
Love is kind.
第二项。
That's the next item.
恩慈的意思就是仁慈的意思。
Kind means merciful, forgiving.
是一种，是一个行动。
It's an action.
是一个仁慈的行动。
It's a loving action.
是为了对方的益处而采取的行动。
It's a loving action that is beneficial to the other person.
来到这个对方得益处这个动机呢，
So when we're talking about the motive of benefiting other people,
这个就不是很容易去做了。
This is not very easy to put into practice.
因为为了对方得益处而做的仁慈的行动呢，有时我们自己都不太知道是什么。
Because sometimes we may not really understand or know exactly what that means, how to love someone in action.
为了对方的得益处。
In order to have the other party benefit from your loving actions.
讲得简单一点，就是说，有时我们连什么是对他好，我们都不太知道。
In other words, sometimes we don't really know what will benefit the other party, what's really good for them.
我们呢，有时以为这样对对方是得益处了。
Sometimes we may think that so-and-so an action will be good for them.
咁可能后来你先发觉原来唔系。
And it's only afterwards that we realize it wasn't so good for them.
对方得益处，乜嘢先至系令到佢得益处咧？
What is it that would really benefit the other person?
睇嚟咧，每一种情况唔同咧，我哋就要去学啦。
It seems that in every situation, we have to learn what is really beneficial for the other party.
因为每一种情况都不一样。
Because every situation is different.
每一个对象都不一样。
And every person is different.
同一样嘢对呢个好，对嗰个未必好。
In the same situation, the same thing may be good for one person and not for the other.
我哋必须要向我哋嘅神去学啦。
So we really need to learn from God.
但系今日咧就唔能够。 逐一去講每一種情況咯。
But of course, we won't be able to cover all the different situations today.
但呢度話愛是又有恩慈。
But here it says love is kind.
我哋首先去記住恩慈。
So we just remember that love is kind.
恩慈嘅意思就係為咗對方得益處而做嘅一啲仁慈嘅舉動。
So kind here is talking about acts that would be beneficial to other people. Loving acts that would be beneficial to other people.
咁有可能係饒恕對方嘅過犯啦。
It could be forgiving them their wrongs.
又或者係去俾對方少少嘅懲戒啦。
It could be giving discipline.
咁唔同情況就唔同做法啦。
So it depends on the situation, then you act accordingly.
總之就係要為到對方得益處。
But basically, it's to do with benefiting the other party.
下一項咧就係愛是不嫉妒。
Next description is love is not jealous.
即係話咧，一個人唔會因為見到人哋成功就眼紅。
That means that when we see other people being successful, we don't be jealous of them.
嫉妒咧係一種好強烈嘅負面嘅情緒嚟。
So jealousy is a very strong and negative emotion.
一個人對另一個人眼紅嘅時候、妒忌嘅時候咧，可能就跟住會諗好多惡事去做。
When somebody is jealous of somebody else, they may start to do things that are not very nice to that person that they're jealous of.
所以愛是不嫉妒。
So love is not jealous.
愛是不自夸。
Love does not brag.
自夸咧，即係話一個人咧大讚自己。
So bragging here means a person who boasts about themselves.
可能係夸大咗嘅喎。
Perhaps they've overemphasized the description of themselves.
啊，可能佢哋係冇咁好、冇咁叻嘅，但係夸大咗。
So it could be that they're not really that clever or that capable, but they exaggerate what they're able to do.
跟住係愛是不張狂。
And then the next one is love is not arrogant.
張狂咧，呢個字咧，即係好似膨脹咁解。
So the word arrogant here means to be puffed up.
一個人咧變得狂妄自大。
A person becomes arrogant.
但係點解一個人會變得狂妄自大嘅呢
？So why is it that somebody will become arrogant？
都係有原因嘅。
There's a reason behind it.
可能係因為佢自己有啲本事啦。
It could be because that they are quite capable.
有啲本領啦。
They might have some skills.
啊，有啲成就啦。
Some kind of success.
啊，不論嗰啲成就係多定少啦，總之喺佢自己眼中咧就係一啲成就啦。
It doesn't matter whether it's a small success or a big success. In their own eyes, it's still something major.
又或者咧，有好多人稱讚啦。
Or perhaps they've received a lot of praise from people.
啊，俾人讚得多都會變得好張狂嘅喎。
If a person receives a lot of praise, that will also puff them up with arrogance.
咁咧，我哋讚人都要小心啲。
So we have to be careful when we praise other people.
可能會令到個人膨脹自大嘅。
It might cause people to become puffed up and arrogant.
啊，嚴重嘅話咧，就好似咧個人咧眼睛咧生喺額上邊。
In very serious situations, it's like the person has eyes on their foreheads.
啊，就睇低別人。
Looking down on other people.
呢個係不張狂。
Love is not arrogant.
第五節。
Verse 5。
愛是不作害羞的事。
Love does not act unbecomingly.
不作害羞的事是什么意思
？So what does unbecomingly mean？
呢个字嘅意思咧，即系话一啲羞耻嘅事。
Here it's talking about something that's disgraceful.
一啲下流嘅事。
Or something indecent.
简单嚟讲，即系丑事啦。
Basically, something shameful.
呢個字咧，往往都係同一啲性嘅事有關。
Often this word is associated with sexual problems.
做咗之後咧，做咗呢啲醜事之後咧，係冇面見人嘅。
It means that after committing these kind of acts, they're very shameful. They don't want to see people.
冇面子去見人嘅。
They have to hide their face.
所以呢個就叫做不作害羞的事啦。
So this is what acts unbecomingly means.
啊，愛咧係唔會做呢啲咁嘅醜事嘅。
Love will not act in this shameful way.
下一項，愛係不求自己嘅益處。
The next item is love does not seek its own.
咁即係求別人嘅益處啦。
So of course that means it seeks the benefits of others.
我哋咧唔係以滿足自己為目標嘅。
It means that we don't just satisfy ourselves.
別人嘅益處 是重要过自己的益处。
It means the benefits of others is more important than our own.
我不会为了自己得益处呢，令到另外一个人呢，有损失。
That means we will not seek our own benefit at the cost of somebody else.
下一项，爱是不轻易发怒。
The next one is love is not provoked.
一睇都好明白啦，系咪？
So that's quite plain to understand, isn't it?
啊，我哋唔会因为小小嘅事呢，就被激怒。
It means that we won't get upset over little matters.
咁即系话咧，我哋唔会所谓神经过敏啦。
That means that we will not be oversensitive.
啊，啲神经过敏嘅人咧，你一句你无意嘅说话都会激怒佢。
For somebody who's very oversensitive, you may say some very small thing and they will get angry.
呢个就系爱是不轻易发怒。
So here it says love is not easily provoked.
跟住，爱是不计算人的恶。
And then it says, love does not take into account a wrong suffered.
计算嘅意思呢，即系话你拿住本数簿咁样嘅吓，就喺度记账。
So take into account means like opening up a notebook and writing things down to keep a record of them.
即系话我哋唔会将别人做错嘅事呢，就逐一嘅去记账。
It means that we don't keep a record.Of everything that somebody does against us.
或者唔係真係寫低佢，但可能係記喺心上。
We may not literally get a book and a pen to write things down, but we may remember them in our hearts.
啊，佢幾時咧講錯咗啲乜嘢
？This person at so and so a time did this to me.
啊，今日咧佢冇叫我早晨。
So this morning this person didn't say good morning to me.
嗰日咧佢見到我咧，哈哈。
Or that person that day he looked at me in a very angry way.
咁咧就總之咧就一件一件咁記帳。
So basically, taking into account means that you remember everything that so and so did against you.
積積埋埋，積積埋埋咧，就睇下咩時候咧就同佢算帳啦。
So that once you have gathered all your information, collected all your items, then you will see when's the an opportune time for you to bring it all out against this person.
呢個就係愛是不計算人的惡。
So here it says, love does not take into account a wrong suffered.
唔將人哋嘅錯事積積埋埋，永記於心。
That you don't keep all these records of other people's offences against you.
第六節
verse 6,
愛是不喜歡不義，只喜歡真理。
Love does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth.
喜歡嘅意思咧，即係好歡樂、好高興。好幸福快樂嘅一種狀態。
So rejoice means being very happy, being glad, being joyful.
不義咧就係不公平啊、不公義啊、邪惡嘅事。
So unrighteous means injustice, something wicked, evil.
而真理咧即係話一啲真實嘅事。
Truth means facts.
正直。
Right, righteous, just.
誠實。Honesty.嗱，我哋知道不喜歡不義，只喜歡真理。
So does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth.
即係話我哋對一啲不公平、不公義嘅事情咧，唔喜歡嘅，唔會高興嘅。
It means that when we see or experience something unrighteous or unjust, we are not happy about it.
但系我哋见到一个诚实嘅人，一个正直可靠嘅人咧，我哋会高兴。
But if we see somebody who is good and righteous and just, then we are happy.
所以去爱人嘅时候咧，当你见到有一个人去做嘅嘢唔对，你唔应该戥佢开心。
So love means that if you see somebody who has done something that's unrighteous or not good, you don't be happy with them.
你唔好以為咧，我為咗要同佢 make friends， 要做 friend， 咁咧我就要討好佢。所以就算佢做錯嘢咧，我都好似要炸低要認同咁樣。
That means that we don't make the mistake because we want to be friends with so and so, and we see them do something wrong, then we still be happy along with them.
就為咗唔好得罪佢啊。
In order not to offend them.
啊，或者由佢啦，任佢做錯啦。
Or maybe we just let them do whatever.
或者表示同意啦。
Or maybe we agree with them.
嗱，呢啲唔係愛。
So this is not love.
愛係只喜歡真理。
Love rejoices with righteousness.
即係凡係正直嘅事、誠實嘅，我哋先至去讚賞。
We only agree with or rejoice with the things that are right, that are just.
所以当你的儿女又好，哪个都好，你所亲爱的人做了一些不好的事情，不对的，你不要以为要讨好他们，你就要去认同疼他们。
So that means, for example, if a loved one, somebody in our family, for example, if they do something that's not right, in order to please them, we don't agree with them or praise them.
我们要爱这个人，但是不要爱他们做错的事。
We love the person, but we don't love the wrong act that they did.
接着来到第七节。
And verse 7.
第七节我们是整节来看看。
So we'll look at the whole verse as one thing.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
这四句好像属于一组这样。
So these four items are like one group.
这四句说话呢，就是当你处于某一种情况的时候，这四句话呢，你会发觉是可以很有效地扶住你的。
In certain situations, you will find that these four different descriptions of love is a real support for you.
当你学去爱的时候，你会遇到某一种的情况。
As we learn to love, we will experience certain situations.
这四句话是可以帮你去继续去爱。
So these four descriptions of love will help us to love.
是一种什么情况呢？
So what kind of situations?
就是当你遇到一种长期的困难。
When you're experiencing a long-term difficulty.
这种困难不是一两次，不是一两日。
Not just something that's difficult for one or two days or one or two times.
或者你跟某某人相处的困难不是一两日。
Perhaps the difficulty that you're having with a certain somebody is not just lasting for one or two days.
而是重复又重复发生的矛盾。
It may be something that happens over and over and over again.
当你觉得好闷啊，哇，又嚟啦咁样。
When you're feeling very fed up and you're thinking, oh, not again.
咁呢个时候，你嘅爱心会受到考验。
So it's in times like these that our love will be tried.
你会被到挑战。
Our love will be challenged.
你嘅内心会觉得好矛盾。
We will have a lot of conflicts in our hearts.
或者你会觉得我一直以来对你都好恩慈了。
We might be thinking, I've always been good to you.
我为你做了很多事。
I've done a lot of things for you.
我已经好像圣经所说又不轻易发怒。
And just like here it says, I was not easily provoked by you.
但我见到你的情况都没什么改善。
But I see that you haven't really improved.
假如你曾经试过去到一个这样的处境，
Assuming that you have experienced this，
可能你已经内心挣扎到一个很心灰意冷的地步。
Perhaps in your heart you've already reached a place where you're feeling very discouraged，
甚至你想放弃。
And you want to give up，
你想放弃这个人。
You want to give up on this person，
你说我都搞他不定。
You're thinking I can't deal with this person anymore.
在这个刻，你要凡事的包容，凡事的相信。
It's in times like these that we have to bear all things, believe all things.
凡事盼望。
Hope all things.
凡事忍耐。
Endure all things.
这四句说话可以帮你扶住你去度过这个这么难的一关。
So these four items, descriptions of love,will help us to get through those difficult times.
凡事去包容，即是要去体谅。
So to forbear all things, it means we have to be understanding.
或者他有病呢？
Perhaps that person's ill.
或者他有很多压力呢？
Perhaps that person is undergoing a lot of pressure.
学他体谅。
So we need to be understanding.
或者他都很无奈呢？
Maybe that person can't help it.
他都没办法了。
They can't change.
所以他这样对我啦。
So that's why they treat me like this.
凡事去包容。
So we forbear all things.
凡事去相信。
Believes all things.
相信会有转机。
So believe that there will be a change.
因为你想放弃了。
Because you want to give up.
要凡事去相信会有转机。
So we want to believe that there is hope.
神是可以有能力去改变最顽固的人。
God is able to change somebody even if he's very stubborn.
神是可以 俾我哋一条出路。
God is able to make a way for us.
就算好困难嘅情况，佢都有咁嘅能力。
Even in very difficult situations, God is able to make a way for us.
凡事去盼望。
Hopes all things.
心中要存有希望。
In our hearts, we maintain this hope.
要期待住、等待住嗰日有转机嘅嚟临。
We hope for that day when change will come.
凡事去忍耐。
Endures all things.
要坚忍。
You have to endure.
坚忍，因为呢个唔理想嘅情况会持续。
Because this difficult situation will continue.
佢唔系听日就消失咗。
It won't disappear tomorrow.
所以要凡事去忍耐。
So we have to endure all things.
嚟到第八节，爱是永不止息。
Verse 8, love never fails.
即系话爱是永存不息嘅。
It means that love never ceases.
即系冇终止嘅，冇完结嘅。
Love doesn't end. There's no end to it.
永永远远，我哋都需要爱嘅。
We will always need love.
而爱咧，永永远远点样都会有果效嘅。
And love will be effective. There will be a result from love.
只要我哋唔好灰心。
As long as we don't give up.
爱始终都会感动到一个人去回转嘅。
Love will always, in the end, move a person to change.
但系要爱得有智慧。
But our love has to be wise.
要为对方嘅益处。
It has to love in a way that will be beneficial to the other party.
但系乜嘢系对方嘅益处咧？就要我哋去好好嘅去谂啦。
But what will actually be beneficial to the other person? We have to think about this.
只要我哋唔去放弃。某一个人，某一种情况，凡事去相信，神都可以有能力去扭转。
So as long as we don't give up on that person, we continue to love them, to hope God will one day change them.
咁我好快就讲咗啲十五项。
Very quickly, I've just mentioned these 15 items.
呢十五项讲到关于爱嘅，其实系描写紧神嘅爱。
Actually, these 15 descriptions are describing the love of God.
神嘅爱同人嘅爱成咗一个对比。
God's love and man's love is being compared.
头先我一路解释嘅时候，或者你嘅心里边已经有一种回响。
Perhaps as I was describing what love is, perhaps you could relate to it just now.
我唔识得咁爱。
You may be saying, I don't know how to love like this.
我唔系咁爱人嘅。
Or you may be saying, I don't love people in this way.
人嘅爱同神嘅爱个对比好大。
Yeah, the love of God and the love of man is very different.
譬如神嘅爱咧系俾嘅。
For example, God's love is giving.
人嘅爱系攞嘅。
Love of man is taking.
神嘅爱系牺牲嘅。
God's love is self-sacrificing.
人嘅爱是要你为我牺牲。
The love of man is the other way round. It's like you have to sacrifice for me.
神嘅爱亦都系好积极嘅。
God's love is very positive.
好积极咧，即系话你唔会咁容易去灰心。
Positive means that God is not won't easily give up.
啊，你并且会用行动去爱嘅。
It means using action to love.
但系人嘅爱咧就好消极嘅。
But the love of man is negative.
举一个例子。
Give you an example.
最简单啦，讲到同人相处，假如俾人激一激。
For example, in relationships with each other, well, if somebody provokes you.
咁啊，当然你好嬲啦嘛。
Of course, you'll be angry.
咁你嬲嘅时候咧，心跳就加速啦，系咪
？So maybe your heart starts racing.
跟住咧，你就好想去还击啦。
And then you want to get back at them.
你又谂计仔点样可以整翻你啊
？You want to think, you might start thinking and planning about how you can get back at them.
啊，或者激下你啦，咁样。
Or how to provoke them back.
或者有啲人咧就唔出声啊。
Or perhaps some people just don't say anything.
忍住道气。
They just control themselves.
咁但系咧，其实个心咧就好似系好就又好火滚嘅。
But inside they're boiling.
咁啊，将人哋啲错事咧，我好似头先所讲嘅，就喺度记账嘅。
So it's like what we mentioned before, in their hearts, they're taking record of this offense against them.
就積喺裏邊啊。
And they're keeping it all inside.
嗱，可能咧，人哋激你嘅時候，你表面嘅反應就係，哦，好，我可以忍，唔出聲。
It could be that on the surface, when somebody provokes you, we may just stay quiet and we may just say, okay, I won't say anything, I'm just going to stay calm.
但是单单不出声,
but just not saying anything is not the love of God.
因为可能你里面很火滾,
because it could be in your heart you're really angry.
但是或者你说, 哎, 我已经去到一个境界了, 我不火滾了。
Or maybe you've gone to a point where you say, okay, I'm not angry anymore.
啊, 我已经锻炼了很多了, 我很有修行了, 我现在都不懂得火滚了。
Yeah, I've trained myself really well now. I can stay calm. I don't get angry easily.
下一步呢, 我采取的就是, 我不理了。
So then you'll say to yourself, okay, then I just leave the matter.
我看化了。
Like you've experienced so much of something that you can overlook it.
看法很难的,不好意思。你年纪越大,你就会越觉得自己很多东西看法。
This is more common for people who are older. When they've experienced a lot of things in life, they're able to just overlook certain like small matters.
这种是很消极的态度。
Actually, this is quite negative.
你不要以为看法,你的心胸真的很广阔了。
Yeah, let's not think that if we're able to overlook small wrongs, 啊, 你, then we must have a very big heart.
看法就是说, 你已经不知道怎样修行,已经达到某一个高峰了,我看法了。
Yeah, it doesn't mean that, you know, I've achieved a certain level of, in life, I can now overlook these matters.
但其实看法是很容易的。
Actually, it's not difficult to overlook wrongs. It means that you just don't care. This is not the love of God. God's love is very positive. Because God's love believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
即是说在你里面,你不单止不火滚,但是在你的心里面,是有一些很积极的质素,很积极的方向,你向那里争取。
With God's love, there is a very positive, dynamic force that causes you to, what was it again?
向着一些积极的方向走。
That you have a very positive goal or direction.
并且你会因为内心这么积极,你知道你不会放弃那个人。
Yeah, because your heart is so positive in this way, you will not give up on that person.
你不单止不开声骂他。
It's not that you just don't shout back at them.
你不单止心里面不会火滚他。
It's not just that in your heart you're not angry with them anymore.
你也都不是从此之后不理他。
It also doesn't mean that you just leave them, that you just don't care about them.
一种属神的爱,是里面很积极,很安静地去盼望,去等候。
The love of God means that you're very positive in hoping, in waiting for that person.
并且很积极地去想想,我应该做些什么,是会令到对方得益处呢?
And also thinking very positively, what can I do in order to benefit this person?
所以神的爱是积极的。So
God's love is very positive.
神的爱亦都是无限的。God's
love never ceases.
因为祂是凡事的相信,凡事的盼望,凡事的忍耐。Because
God's love believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
人的爱是有限的。But
man's love is limited.
很多时你就会发觉,你爱到某一个程度,你都不想爱下去了。
For man, they may feel that you love to a certain point and you don't want to love anymore.
都没用的。
You feel it's useless.
够了。
It's enough.
再爱都没用。
If I continue to love this person, it's useless.
我内心已经是想放弃这个人。
It means that in our hearts, we want to give up on this person.
神的爱是无限。
But God's love is unlimited.
因为祂是凡事相信,凡事盼望。
Because God's love believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
我们很需要神才可以学到祂的爱。
We need God's help in order to love like God.
你不相信的话, 你即管试一下, 没神在你心里面, 你试一下这样去爱, 爱不爱到?
If you don't believe this, you can try to love in this way without God and see if you are able to do it.
你看看没神改变你的话, 你能不能够这样去爱?
You can see, if you don't experience God's transformation, whether or not you can love in this way.
很多时候往往我们是付出多少少，我们都觉得太多了。
For us, we may just do a little bit for somebody, and we already find it's too much.
愿神呢帮助我们继续学祂的爱。
So may God help us to love like He loves.
那我们一起祈祷。
So let's pray together.